Right now on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, talking with Richard Fordyce. He's Undersecretary for USDA of Farm Production and Conservation. Mr. Fordyce, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us here today. So we're talking today about these farmer bridge payments, Undersecretary, and I know farmers have been paying close attention to what's going on there. What do our Iowa producers need to be knowing right now?
Well, Dustin, you know, great question. FBA, Farmer Bridge Assistance, sign-up began on February 23rd, and, you know, lots of response literally that first day, and we've had, you know, amazing response every day since. As of last night, 352,000 applications have been received by the Farm Service Agency. Of those, well over 300,000 of those have been approved. And again, as of last night, $7.47 billion have been obligated to producers. You know, before we started talking here, we talked a little bit about the Commodity Classic, and we literally kicked off sign up at Commodity Classic on the 23rd. And when I was there, I was talking to farmers who had signed up on that first day and on the 23rd, and by Wednesday, the 25th, they actually had dollars in their account. And you know, I mean, I think that is best case scenario, given, you know, just the approval process and then submitting it for payment and then that payment actually hitting accounts. But it's a pretty quick turnaround once you've signed your application until payments are in your account. And so we're very excited about that. You know, Dustin, I think we talked earlier about urging folks to get a login.gov account set up. And you know, the farmers that did that were able to actually access the program from a mobile device or from a desktop or whatnot. And of the 350,000 applications, we have almost 50,000 of those actually came through the login.gov security front door. And, you know, that's the way that we're going to kind of start urging folks to participate, with not only FSA, but with other agencies here within the Mission area. And it's an opportunity for folks to, you know, we know people are busy. We know that, you know, farmers are busy, ranchers are busy. And if we can provide a tool for them to participate and engage with our agencies, you know, we're going to do that. Having said that, we still certainly welcome people to go to the local FSA office, the local NRCS office, if you're doing conservation work, and have a conversation with people across the counter. You know, you can sign up for FBA at the local FSA office. Go in, you know, they'll have your application. It's a pre-filled form. They'll have your application, and they'll answer the questions if you have any, and you can sign it right there in the office as well.
And, of course, that login.gov, that was part of the announcement that Secretary Rollins made at Commodity Classic about trying to streamline where all the data is getting put so you don't have to fill out forms multiple times with multiple agencies and create a paper trail a mile long, correct?
Correct, Dustin. And that's, you know, we're calling the effort One Farmer, One File. And, you know, in that title, there's a whole bunch of things happening. And I was sharing with some farmers a few days ago, you know, there's a lot of activity under the One Farmer, One File that happened in 2025. It literally was a priority of ours on the first day when we started in the Trump in the second Trump administration. And it's been an effort that, you know, we know that needs to happen. And so in 2025, a lot of work was done behind the scenes to build systems that are, you know, are newer, faster, more resilient, more secure, and now we're able to start putting programs on there. So the Farmer Bridge Assistance was the first. We've got a very cool effort going on as it relates to modernizing acreage reporting that farmers are going to see maybe in some areas for the spring planted crops in 2026, at least the first phase. But certainly by the 2027 crop year, the way that farmers engage with FSA related to their acreage reporting process is going to be vastly different, vastly better, quicker, more accurate. And so that's just another effort. And then, you know, on the NRCS side, a lot of the conservation tools that NRCS uses when it comes to conservation planning, design, those kinds of things that NRCS work on a daily basis, modernizing those tools. For example, if you want to engage with NRCS on a practice on your farm, you know, the NRCS technician comes out. When the new tools are available, that practice will be available on a digital device. You'll be able to sign that application right there on the tailgate of the truck, and your process has started. So just coming up with ways that we interact with farmers, ranchers, and landowners that are more streamlined, quicker, you know, more accurate, more secure. That's the effort with the One Farmer, One File.
All right. And then for these bridge payment signups, what is the deadline to get into that? Because obviously that money's going to run out when it runs out, correct?
It will. You know, the signup deadline is April 17th. When we designed the program, you know, we knew that universe of acres. We knew, obviously, because we developed the payment rates per crop, per acre, and then we knew the total dollar amount that we had available. So, you know, we're going to spend all that $11 billion. But yeah, I mean, I would encourage folks to get in as soon as they can. But you know, I think we're pretty good at predicting what the universe of the program is going to be. But yeah, certainly, I mean, if you have not yet signed up, I would highly encourage you to go either set up a login.gov account, or go into the local FSA office.
All right. Well, Undersecretary Fordyce, we know you're a busy person, and we want to thank you for taking the time to give us that update.
All right, Dustin. Thank you. Appreciate your time very much.